from the Center for Young Musicians. I'm glad you're here on a holiday weekend, and we'll get started with them right now. That was absolutely beautiful, the Center for Young Musicians. And let me turn, I think we'll be able to hear you. Can you tell us? We will be able to. What selection was that?
That was a Minuet by Johann Sebastian Bach. It's originally a piano piece, but we play it a lot on many other instruments too.
And I'm so happy to have you here. Can you introduce yourself and just tell us a little bit about the girls? Everybody's a girl today.
Yeah, everybody's a girl today. My name is Leah Gavelber, and I'm a violin teacher at the Center for Young Musicians and also the in charge of the academic affairs of the school. And I'm so happy today that I brought five violinists here for us to see. They've all been playing for a few years, and we have kids in age from...
I think seven is the youngest, right?
Up to almost 11. Actually, Annie's going to be 11 on Monday.
Ooh, happy birthday, Annie, a little early. We're going to get a chance to talk with each of you. And you've got a few more songs to go. What would you like to do next?
Our next piece is going to be Gavotte by Martini.
Very good. And the Center for Young Musicians, violinists here with us today at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Thank you.
Well, that was beautifully done. Absolutely beautiful. And Leah, thank you for bringing everybody here today. Let's meet some of the kids that are here. Can I start with the two of you, since you're the youngest violinists today? Who's been here before? Some of you have been. I thought you all have been before. I'm glad. Well, some people haven't met you yet. What's your name?
Alexa.
Hi, Alexa. And are you seven?
Yes.
And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
My grandparents and my two cousins that are listening.
What are your cousins' names?
Kelsey and Katara.
And how long have you played violin now?
3.5 years.
Wow, that's half your life, and you're very good. What do you like about playing?
I just like how it sounds.
Yeah, I'm always curious because, and that changes as you go throughout life too. Sometimes it's the sound, sometimes it's just knowing it's always there for you too. What's your name?
Kate.
Hi, how old are you?
8.
And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening to you?
My Aunt Cindy and my Sean.
And I asked, have you also been playing for a few years? How many years?
4 years.
Wow. So you both have had a lot of violin experience. What do you enjoy about playing?
Sound like.
The sounds that you end up making. It really makes a difference when you play. Do you think that it's important to practice?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've always heard, too, as you play. There's three more older girls that we'll meet, too. But why don't we listen to the next song? Leah, what would you like to do?
Our next piece is going to be Chorus by George Frederick Handel.
Once again, from the Center for Young Musicians, our five violinists. The Center for Young Musicians. And by the way, if you would like to make a comment or share some feedback with us, maybe you're a family member listening, you can text us at 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975, or go to slbradio.org. You'll find a space called Instant Inputs, and you can write a message there, click send, and we'll instantly relay it to our performers. Who's the birthday girl? It's you. Hi, what's your name?
Annie.
Hi, Annie. Your birthday is Monday the 30th?
December 1st.
Oh, December. Yeah, that would be right. I'm forgetting. It's the 29th already, and you're going to be 12. Are you excited?
I'm going to be 11, and I'm really excited.
You're going to be 11. Sorry. You'd probably be even more excited if you were going to be 2 years older. Do you have any plans for your birthday?
Actually, today, all of my relatives are coming over, and I'm having a party.
Oh, that's great. Do you want to say hello to anybody who's listening?
All of my cousins and my grandfather and my whole family.
Terrific. Now, you've been playing for a little bit longer, I think. How many years has it been?
6 years.
How do you think your playing has changed over the years?
Well, I get to play like longer songs and a lot of cool songs.
What's an example of a cool song?
I think Martini Gavotte was cool.
What's it called again?
Gavotte.
Gavotte, that you played earlier. Yeah, it was fun to hear you play that. What's your name?
I'm Ava.
Hi, Ava. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
My aunt Cindy and my uncle Sean.
We have a lot of A. It's A-V-A. So we have Alexis and Ava and Annie and another Annie. No, this Annie. So we've got a lot of A's here today. How long have you played?
6 years.
And have things changed over the years for you as you've played?
I've done more advanced pieces, and I've gotten through 3 Suzuki books.
Wow. Congratulations. And we've got one more violinist to meet. Hello.
Hi. Hi.
And can you tell me your name and if you'd like to say hi to anybody?
My name is Josephine, and I would like to say hello to my aunt, my uncle, my grandparents, my cousin, my dad, and my siblings.
Wow. And can you tell me the names of your cousin and siblings?
So my cousin's name is Gabby, and my siblings' names are Charlie and Sylvia.
You've got a big family, a lot of people rooting for you. How long have you played?
6 years.
It's a long time. Have you noticed changes as you've played? I'm sure you've gotten more and more accomplished. How do you feel about the violin now compared to how you did maybe 5 years ago?
Pretty much the same.
Pretty much the same. It's just a good instrument. It must be fun for you to watch, Leah, as these girls have developed. Some of you have been, how long have you been teaching at Center for Young Musicians?
15 years.
So you've had some of these girls from the very beginning?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
That's something. Now, I'm sure there's room for more students, and how can people reach you if they'd like to learn more?
If you want to know more about Center for Young Musicians, you should go to our website, which is youngmusicians.org, or you can call us at 724-935-0505.
Now, I think we have 2 more songs, if memory is right, and we'll be able to get those in. What would you like to do next?
The next piece we're going to play is The Two Grenadiers by Robert Schumann.
And we thank the Center for Young Musicians for being here today and encourage you, if you would like to pass along a shout out back to any of our players, 412-200-5975. After this song, I have a message for Josephine. Well, that sounded just beautiful. And there's one more selection from the Center for Young Musicians coming. I have some messages for a few people. First of all, Annie, the Bartons say hello to you. They are listening. We are all listening. They write, everybody sounds great. Happy birthday, your cousins, the Bartons. Another message for Annie from Aunt Julianne. Also a Barton. You sound awesome. Happy birthday. And that's from Aunt Jules. And then I mentioned before that Josephine, listening to you and your friends and are enjoying it immensely. That from Susan, all coming into us at 412-200-5975. Grammy and Pappy B says, beautiful sound. Thank you, Grammy and Pappy B. That's the two of you. Great. And also the DiPernos say you all sound great. And also happy birthday to Annie. Lots of messages coming in at 412-200-5975 by text, or you can use instant input at slbradio.org. Leah, thanks for being with us again, and what are you going to close up with?
Well, thank you so much for having us here. We're really happy to do it. And we're going to end with Long, Long Ago.
Thank you to the Center for Young Musicians, and I have a few more messages from you. Ava and Kate, Aunt Cindy, Uncle Sean, Sedona McKinley, and Denali. Think you guys are awesome. And also, I think, yes, that gets us up to date. Thank you all for being here with us from the Center for Young Musicians. We appreciate your being here. And have a great rest of the Thanksgiving weekend.